Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Energy. I'm a hard worker, and I have the time to be a sort of a full-time, part-time commissioner. I have a lot of issues that I care about. There's the East Side in particular. I'd love to see the East Side thriving and growing. It's one of the last sort of affordable places for middle-class people in Athens, and that's a real big push of mine, being there for the East Side. And of course, like, I'm really, really care about the whole community as well. You mentioned before that I was a retired teacher. And what I have
By the way, where'd you teach?
Well, good question. I was actually at Athens Tech for almost 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was a teacher for most of that time.
Teaching what?
Teaching English and sort of, the basic skills. A lot of the students who came in with the weak skills were also students who were in my class.
Or ESOL or just English in
general? English in general. Yeah. We have a lot of students who come out of our schools who have to do a little beefing up of their skills before they start classes. But I taught those classes and then all the classes that were required for different programs. So I'm very familiar with that. I was also Dean of General Education out there for the last 4 years of my career.
Oh, wow.
So I was very committed to the students at Athens Tech, and I actually feel that that's one of the reasons that puts me in a better place to be a commissioner for the whole community. I got to see an incredible cross-section of the Athens community, from the white, black, poor, richer, and a lot of more lower income, as you can imagine, students over at Athens Tech than you might see at UGA.
All right, Diane, Carol Myers, I'm running for a seat on the Athens-Clark County Commission. Pardon me. I wrestled with a way to phrase this question, and I never have a good way to ask this. I'll just be my usual blunt self here. You mentioned the East Side, and that's District 8 largely, a lot of East Athens, and that would be obviously your first focus. And listen, I lived on the East Side for a number of years when I first moved here off Red Fox Run, Barnett Shoals, over there. I'm very familiar with East Athens, still get over from time to time, not as much. And here's the phrase I use, and it doesn't sound good. And I don't mean it to be disparaging. It is what it is when I say it. In some respects, it feels like a different town. It's like I've left this town and I've gone to some other town, and that I've heard other people say it in maybe similar ways. That's not a value judgment, it's just an observation that it's different than in some respects than what we think of some of the other parts of Athens, and every town has different parts and different communities and neighborhoods, so there's no value judgment there, but it in some respects feels different. Is there, in your estimation, you've been there a while, is there a gulf, is there a divide that needs to be, is there a bridge that needs to be bridged?
Well, I have been there for a while. I've been there since the mid-1990s on the East Side and in the Athens area for about 35 years now. But that's funny that you say that. It feels so different. I guess it's home for me, so it doesn't feel all that different. I think there are already some bridges, being made. I'm going to segue this right into one of my big areas of concern. I'm a big cyclist, and the East Side now has wonderful connectivity to downtown and Athens, and the use of the greenways as well. So from where I live off of College Station, I can get right onto the College Station bike lanes, get over to the new greenway right off of College Station, over to the Waffle House on Lexington, over to the Trail Creek, and not to the rail to trail. And then get in right into Athens. So we have this connection right there. And then there's going to be that whole new interchange with at the Lexington and right there. But I think the East Side actually is really growing. I don't know if you've been there lately, so much lately, but there's a lot more. There's a lot more restaurants now that are over there. Mm. We have the Thai restaurant, the Ethiopian restaurant, the craft bar. Of course, we do need a whole local brewery over there. So if any of your listeners are out there, we'd love to have a brewery over there. My dream is that actually when I leave my neighborhood in University Heights, that I could turn right, go up to the Barnett Shoals Gaines School corridor, and really have just a full life there. As most of your viewers probably know, the SPLOST 2020 passed, and there's the East Side Library, was the first thing voted on by the Citizen Committee. And so we're going to have a new East Side Library over there. There's a youth center.
Where's that going to go? Or do we know yet?
No. And in fact, one of my supporters said to me, she said, Carol, you know, you have on your platform an East Side Library. Well, it's on there now. What, you know, should you still have it? And I replied and I said, yes, I still need to have that on there because the location, the design, the services, the connectivity to other things as a youth development center also on the SPLOST for the East Side. So that's all unknown. The library actually presented the project with the idea that maybe it would be at the Southeast Park. There were people on the Citizen Committee, though, who were saying that was too far away from the schools. So, of course, it's going to need to be something where we get a lot of the community involved and see what the space is.
Again, Carol Myers running for the District 8 seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. Andrea Farnham, her opponent, we spoke with her some weeks ago. By the way, Andrea Farnham, it's just mentioned in passing here, she sent me a couple of notes in recent days, and she has an interest, and I don't know how realistic this is, but she has an interest in having a debate, a candidate's debate, presumably the two of you, in a rather unique venue. She says, let's have it at the jail. This, and we will talk with her about this. And I don't, you know, you can have your own views on this or not. But she, the idea that the folks in that jail, the inmates there, are people too, and they should have the right to be heard and hear on the issues of the day. Is that something you'd be amenable to?
Well, actually, I already have seen her. I saw her at the last Athens Democratic Party meeting, and I went up and I hadn't seen her since I had announced and told her, you know, that I was glad, you know, wanted to say hello, hope we'd run a good campaign together. And she brought that up, which I'd already seen on Facebook. And I said, yeah, you set it up. I'll be there. You know, you figure that out. In fact, the jail has been a concern of mine for quite a while. I had one of the reasons why I feel like I'm really in a good place to run for and to be a commissioner for District 8 is because my experience with the government. I served on two SPLOST citizen selection committees, the 2005 one and the 2011. And in fact, I've already visited the jail because in 2005, when the SPLOST committee rejected the jail proposal, we had an opportunity to tour the jail and go through every hallway, every imaginable place in that jail. And that was one of the most profound experiences of my life here in Athens because I was so amazed and perhaps appalled by the number of young Athenians that I saw sitting in the jail, looking not very different from the students in my classes at Athens Tech. And that's one of the reasons why the fight to continue to move Athens in a just and equitable way is really an important part of my campaign.
I forget the exact phrase you used, but something along the lines of a more just and equitable Athens. Mm-hmm. You spent time, you said, as a member of one of the SPLOST committees or other, touring the jail some years ago, and the way you phrased it, some of those kids didn't look a whole lot different than the kids I taught, the young people I taught at Athens Tech. You're the career educator at Athens Technical College. I would posit one difference, perhaps some of those students at Athens Technical College made different and better decisions than some of the people you saw in the Clarke County Jail. What do we do? What's government's role in facilitating better decision making?
You mean on the individual level that
Absolutely,
gets there?
Yeah.
Probably one of the, I would say giving the government's role.
I'm
perplexed
after all,
a little bit by that, but
position.
I'm really seeing. I understand that, and I'm thinking about it because it's such a complex problem. I could see one thing on the local level that would be really wonderful to do. Athens Tech does have an enormous number of programs that really help students find some meaningful work in their lives. And we have the Career Academy, and actually I taught at the Career Academy, but I still think there could be more of a connection between the Athens Tech programs and admissions and some of our more troubled, challenged, low-income neighborhoods to really get people going in a more fruitful direction in their lives.
There's this, and I don't want to, and you wouldn't let me put words in your mouth, but mm-hmm. there is this narrative that's out there, and it's advanced by a segment of the community that has the idea that our police, our justice system, our criminal justice system, it targets minorities, it mm-hmm. targets the low-income people, that there are disparities in treatment, that we're doing things in a racially improper way, a socioeconomically improper way. To what extent do you accept that discussion, that narrative, and to what extent might you disagree with it?
I do accept the fact that there are strong historical inequities in Athens that have led to people being at different places in their lives, and I think that's a factor that cannot be ignored. When I was teaching at Athens Tech, and you know, I'd always do this sort of pep talk at the beginning of the term. And I would talk about how certain people in this sort of, like, we all had to move forward. We all had to put that individual effort forward, but we were starting at different places. And so, you know, I had two parents who were first-generation college goers up there in New York where I live, but they were school teachers. And I had that assumption that I would be going to the library and going to school and going to college, and I had that support right there from the beginning. I had a lot of students. I remember at first I was so naive back when I was like 26, and I was like, I have all these mothers, and I had so many young single mothers who were trying to go to school and have a child, and I was just amazed at their fortitude in doing that. So I'm well aware that there are different places from which people are starting that make an awful lot of difference in what happens in their lives.
And Carol Myers with his candidate for the District 8 seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. Circle back to SPLOST, the sales mm-hmm. tax referendum that passed, mm-hmm. I guess a week ago. $313, $14 million, mm-hmm. dollars, whatever the math works out to be, over the next several years. Are you generally speaking, and we could nitpick on different, there are three mm-hmm. dozen items on that
yeah.
list. I want some, I don't want the others. But just generally speaking, you've served on a couple of SPLOST commissions, I think you mm-hmm. said, where are you on that as a way to fund government operations? Is it a good idea, bad idea? Is it all we have? What do we do?
It's a good idea because it is one of the big things that we have. I mean, we have choices here, and our choice is either to raise property taxes or to have our SPLOST tax. There are some other ways as well, but those are our primary ways that we get money into our budget right now. And so, yeah, we in Clarke County have an opportunity because we have so many people come in for football games, conferences, et cetera, that we actually have a lot of outside people that we can tax to help support the parts of Athens that they all love so much.
Yeah, my only problem with that argument, and you hear it all the time,
yeah.
the only problem I have with that is that every time I go someplace else, they use the same rationale. And
yeah,
I'm the guy going to the other place and paying for this stuff that they buy.
I'm not sure how those other counties are using it, that rationale.
Are you satisfied with the way that we have utilized the SPLOST over the years here?
Yeah, well, I'm a pragmatist, you know, and I've looked at that. I've looked at the project list. I mean, back to the 2005, I was one of the people who argued against getting the jail on there. I thought there was an over ambitious project that was presented to us with way too much room. Then it was put on by the mayor and commissioners in 2011, and now we have that wasn't a choice mm-hmm. for the Citizen Committee, and now we have a grandiose jail that's way too big for our community.
Oh, we'll fill it. Don't worry.
What? or hopefully we won't. Hopefully we won't.
But here's the thing. I always notice this about jails, and I've watched this a lot over the years. You can either do it yourself through a sales tax referendum or whatever, bond, whatever you want to do. You can either choose to do it yourself or wait until some federal judge tells you to do it. And it's going to be a lot more expensive when that happens.
Right. Or you can build one that's, $50 million instead of $90 million. Yeah. So I also saw people, consultants coming in for jails and other buildings that would show you their schemes. And I was a person who asked questions back. Why do we need that? What's the growth? What are we basing that growth estimates on? So I'm a realist there. This SPLOST I was very excited about, primarily because it contained a project that I've worked diligently on for the last year, and that's the almost $16 million for renewable energy. Which is actually one of the reasons why I am running for commissioner, as well as caring a lot about the whole community and District 8. But for the last year, I've been working with the 100% Athens Area Renewable Energy Initiative, and we helped and encouraged the mayor and commissioners to pass our resolution for 100% green energy by 2035 for the government, and then 2050 for the whole community. And so we also put forth this project onto the SPLOST program that got accepted onto there and voted on by the people.
So what are some of the specifics, or are there any yet?
Well, it's basically a big bucket of money that's there. The specifics are, I mean, if you think about it, what we're really talking about is our utility bills and reducing our utility bills or gas bills for our vehicles. So you need money to do different things. You need money to retrofit older buildings, to add perhaps solar onto older buildings, to put in, I think some of the money from the last project was used on new LED bulbs. And then we have the new project. So we're going to get that Eastside Library. Let's make sure it's as net zero as possible to begin with. And the cool thing about this project was that on the SPLOST committee, it got as much support, if not more, from the more conservative members of the SPLOST committee, because there is a rate of return, an impressive rate of return. So over the 11 years of SPLOST, if we implemented all that money right away, we'd be recouping that expense in a little bit over the 11 years of SPLOST.
This is the first time you've run for office?
Yes.
But what's it going to do? What do we know? It's in May, so a little more than 6 months out there campaigning. What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be doing the basic thing you need to be doing, and that means knocking on doors. And in commission districts like we have in Athens, that is really the main thing that makes a difference. Of course, I'll be speaking to people like you, going to forums. Of course, I have to be fundraising, but really, my big thing is going to be knocking on doors. And here's the thing. I know I can do that. When I retired from my job at Athens Tech a little over 4 years ago, I did something that shows my persistence and my power to be able to knock on the doors. And that is when I left Athens Tech, I embarked on a bike ride solo across the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
So where I rode my bike from north of Seattle all the way to Maine, 82 days. So, I figure if I can do that, I can knock on those doors in District 8.
And maybe ride the bike. 927, classics today. And Carol Myers, you up on the website? Got a website yet?
Yep, votemyers.com.
Vote Myers, that's M-Y-E-R-S.
That's right.
Votemyers.com. Carol Myers, best of luck. We'll talk again between now and the election. Thanks for dropping in this morning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.